In the classical music world, Michael Tilson Thomas is a superstar. He's music director of the San Francisco Symphony and artistic director of Miami's New World Symphony. This weekend in New York, he's taking a look at the world of his grandparents, who were superstars of another era, Yiddish theater greats Bessie and Boris Tomaszewski. Jeff London reports.
When Michael Tilson Thomas was growing up in Los Angeles, his grandmother, Bessie Tomaszewski, was a frequent house guest.
She came to spend every weekend with us, so every weekend I had a long opportunity to hear all of her stories and songs and be part of her world with her, which was absolutely wonderful.
Bessie Tomaszewski and her husband Boris were major stars of the Yiddish theater at the turn of the last century. Both were born in shtetls, tiny villages in the Ukraine, and came to America as children. When she was a teenager, Bessie saw Boris perform in Baltimore and ran away from home to join him and become an actress. Michael Tilson Thomas says they wrote and performed in their own plays.
The two of them evolved a whole repertoire of theater around themselves, which was very entertaining, full of music, very much emphasized music, and also very much emphasized social issues of various kinds, issues like child labor and women's voting.
From the late 19th century through the early 20th century, Boris and Bessie Tomaszewski were the king and queen of Second Avenue in New York's immigrant Jewish community on the Lower East Side. At the height of their popularity, they owned theaters, published a magazine, and wrote columns in Yiddish newspapers.
They really defined for many people the possibilities of transformation from being an immigrant to being a very America-wise, successful, elegant trendsetter. It was what they really were very much like Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor for a couple of generations of people in New York.
In his evening, The Tomaszewskis, Music and Memories of a Life in the Yiddish Theater, Michael Tilson Thomas has lovingly recreated the world of his grandparents.
America beisteift auf business no. Von alle Sachen kommt business before.
Tilson Thomas found old music manuscripts and play scripts and has woven this material into a documentary collage. He narrates, there are slides from the era, and actors take on the roles of Bessie and Boris. Judy Blazer plays Bessie. She says she grew up in a household with an opera singer father who was a cantor on the side.
When my dad cantored, I sang in shul with him for many years. And this is a sort of a cross between cantorial music and vaudeville.
Business before pleasure. Business before pleasure.
Michael Tilson Thomas has even coaxed a friend of his, film actress Deborah Winger, to do a cameo in the performance. She reads from a column of beauty tips that Bessie wrote.
If you have true charm, you will not be vulgar. You will not tear at the eyes, but caress the eyes of those who look at you. That is what I wish for you, my dear sisters, with all my heart.
Winger says she can relate to the material from Bessie's columns.
I find them touching because the themes, which, you know, I lived through with my grandparents, both sets of grandparents were from Eastern Europe, and they were trying to assimilate. And in this case, even though she was, you know, out there for all kinds of women's rights, it didn't mean that you looked, as she says, vulgar. I mean, you had to learn some of these things to keep your beauty intact because, you know, you weren't in the shtetl anymore, baby.
Shuler Hensley, the actor who won a Tony Award as Judd in the recent revival of Oklahoma, plays the flamboyant, philandering Boris Tomaszewski.
Apparently Boris was this massive, bigger-than-life character on stage, and the music creates that. So you sort of come away thinking, you know, I bet this guy was something else on stage.
Although Michael Tilson Thomas never knew Boris Tomaszewski, who died 5 years before he was born, he says his grandfather very much wanted to bring challenging work to the Yiddish theater. Chekhov, Harriet Beecher Stowe, Shakespeare.
He had a very famous poster which he was announcing that he was doing Hamlet by Shakespeare, translated and improved by Boris Tomaszewski. He adapted it, he made it into a Hasidic Hamlet, which took place in Shtetl, someplace where the son of a rabbi comes back and his father's been killed, and he goes to say Kaddish for his father, and in the scrolls of the Torah he sees his father's ghost, and so on. It was all adapted to be something that Eastern European audience would understand and with which they would feel contact.
Tilson Thomas says his grandfather later wrote that he hoped his version of Hamlet would inspire audiences to explore the original Shakespeare. And Tilson Thomas says he hopes this evening, dedicated to his grandparents, provides similar inspiration.
Many of these numbers have not been done for 100 years or more in some cases. And to hear this music from this original period done in a way that is as close as this is to what this was all about, not only musically but theatrically, and of course very much as far as, you know, the radical social agenda of what this theater was about. I think this will change many people's ideas of what that whole era was all about.
The Tomaszewskis, Music and Memories of a Life in the Yiddish Theater, plays at New York Zankel Hall this weekend. It will be repeated at Davies Hall in San Francisco this June. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can find an archival recording and photos at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.